Blog Talk Radio. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what we may face. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as The Little One. And I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all glory and worship and praise and honor and adoration to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give recognition and respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church located in Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to my covering, my sponsors and founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in The Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get their study tools and things that we use when we come together on Tuesdays and Thursdays to study the Word of God together. And then we'll be right back and get right into our study. Amen. All right. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper and all of the things that we use when we get together to study the Word of God on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Truly, 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 this is an exciting time. This is a time of expectation. This is a time of encouragement. In the midst of all of the chaos, in the midst of all of the trouble that is going on in this world today, what do we as the body of Christ do? We praise. We praise God, for praise is a weapon. Praise is what we do. Lord, when we need to be close to you, we lift our hands in praise. Praise is who I am, and we will praise you while we can. We will praise you at all times. We vow to praise you through the good and the bad, and we will praise you whether happy or sad. We will praise you, Jesus, in all that we go through, because praise is what we do. That's what we do, because we owe it all to you. In the midst of going through, praise is what the body of Christ does. Praise and worship centers our hearts and our minds on the one who is above every circumstance. It opens the doors for God to move. It ushers in his presence. It ushers him in. It's like announcing the arrival of the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, him who is worthy to be praised, honored, and adored. Praise is what we do in the body of Christ. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time, this moment, this opportunity, and this new day that you have blessed us with. Lord, this is your day in which you have made and created and gifted unto us. And we will rejoice. We purpose on purpose in our hearts and minds will rejoice in this day. For your joy is our strength, and our praise brings us into the center of you, Lord Jesus. It puts us in focus on you, Father, for you are the center of our joy. Everything that is good and perfect comes from you. Lord, you said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst, King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Deliverer, Master of everything. Lord, we put our confidence in you. We stand on your word, and we trust in you, and we lean on you, and we depend on you, and we say, Lord, we need you more than anything. Father, we ask that you look on the listening audience right now. All those who are listening within the sound of my voice, Lord, touch them, heal them, deliver them. Stir up the joy, Holy Spirit, that is within them. Stir up the joy of their salvation, O God, who is you, Lord Jesus, the center of our joy. In the midst of the darkness, we shine bright because of you, O God. For you live in us, and you work through us, and you speak through us, O God. You said you ordered the steps of the righteous. And we thank you that your ears are open to our cry. Father, we ask that you put us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us on this day, Lord. Let it be you that is seen, O God. Let it be you who is glorified. Let it be you, Lord, who is honored. Let it be you, Lord, who is given the all of the praise and the accolades and the glory. As you work through us, as we yield ourselves to you as your vessels in humility. Lord, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, the things that you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, for you are the teacher, and you bring us into all truth. And we honor and thank you for your presence. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise is what we do in the midst of going through. Praise puts us back into focus. Praise puts us back into the place, I believe, of Hebrews 12. Let's go there. Let's go there. Let's go to Hebrews 12. And let's look at verses 1 and 2. Hebrews 12 says, therefore then, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, who have borne testimony to the truth, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, every unnecessary weight, and that sin which so readily, deftly, and cleverly clings to and entangles us, and let us run with patient endurance and steady and active persistence the appointed course of the race that is set before us. This is what praise causes us to do. It causes us to look away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. He, Jesus, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Spirit wants to encourage us today. It doesn't matter how dark it looks. Fix your focus. Looking unto Jesus. And that is what praise does. We in the body of Christ, we praise. We praise and we worship. What does it mean to praise? What is praise? When we praise God, praise is to express warm approval or admiration of. To express one's respect and gratitude toward. This is what we do when we praise God. We are expressing warm approval or admiration of him. We are expressing our respect and our gratitude toward him. Praise puts us in a focal point of looking unto Jesus, as we just read in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Our scripture text today will be from Psalm 145, and it is a psalm of praise of David. Oftentimes, David had to encourage himself in the Lord, and sometimes we have to do the same thing. But just because there isn't a physical being in your presence, just because you're not around anyone, doesn't mean you're alone. That is when we lift our voice. That is when we begin to think over our life and look at all of the things that God has done for us and look at all of the things and places that he has brought us out from and look at all of the ways that he has made out of no way when there wasn't a way. He was the way maker. He is the promise keeper. He is the miracle worker, the light in the darkness, our God. That is who he is. Psalm 145, beginning at verse 1, and I am reading from the Amplified Classic Edition. And all of us can follow along in our translations, as we always do when we get together on Tuesdays and Thursdays to study the Word of God. The Holy Spirit wants to encourage us today. Don't look at the circumstance. Don't look at the situation. Don't look at what's in front of you. Look at who's in you. Look at who's seated above you. Where is heaven? Where is Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father? Look up unto the hills, for whence cometh your help. For your help cometh from the Lord. Verse 1 in Psalm 145 says, I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever with grateful, affectionate praise. What does it mean to extol? What does that word mean? To praise enthusiastically. To rave about. To give thanks. To applaud. To laud. To eulogize. To sing the praises of. This is what we do. This is what we should do as the body of Christ. When we wake up to see a new day, when we wake up and we're still breathing and we're still moving and we have the life of God in us, and knowing that we have been created unto good works. This is what we do with our breath. We praise God. Every day, verse 2 says, every day. And every day that he blesses us with, it is another opportunity to praise him, to keep our focus on him, to build up our strength in him, to realize that he is the center of our joy. He is our joy. He is the reason why we get up every morning. He is the reason why we push forward. He is the reason why we endure. He is the reason why we are patient. He is the reason why we work and flex our faith muscle. He is the reason that we push through. Jesus the Christ, the hope of glory. Verse 2 says, every day, with its new reasons, I will I bless you. Every day, with its new reasons, will I bless you, Lord. Not just bless you, but affectionately and gratefully praise you. What does affectionately mean? What does that mean to bless him affectionately? Affectionately means in a way that displays fondness or tenderness. Fondness or tenderness. And this is how he sees us. This is how he sees us. With fondness and tenderness. You know, you can only affectionately praise someone when you are in a relationship with them. You know, that affectionate praise is deep praise. It's deep-hearted praise. It comes from the depths of our souls, the depths of our being. When we are in a relationship with the Lord, we can't help but to bless him affectionately and bless him gratefully, feeling or showing an appreciation of kindness and thankfulness and gratitude for the privileges and the honors that he has given unto us, not because we were so deserving, but because he is so good and he loves us so much. Yes, we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Yes, we are joint heirs with Jesus the Christ. Did not have to do it, but he did. Oh, to be thankful. Oh, to be grateful. Oh, to walk in gratefulness. To keep Jesus in the forefront of our mind. To think on and pay attention to and remember what he has done for us when he went to the cross, what he's doing for us now as he intercedes for us on the right hand of the Father, how he sustains us and keeps us and protects us. How he loves us and comforts us and sent us the Holy Spirit to be our helper, our comforter, our advocate, our strengthener, our standby, the one who leads and guides and teaches and instructs and brings us into all truth. Verse 2 says, every day with its new reasons will I bless you affectionately and gratefully praise you. Yes, I will praise your name forever and ever. That means we praise him not only in this life, but in the life to come too. Forever and ever. Verse 3 says, great is the Lord. We need the Selah right there. Pause and calmly think of that. When you hear all of the bad reports and all of the news and everything that's coming at you, Selah, and calmly think of what verse 3 is saying in Psalm 145. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. And his greatness is so vast and deep as to be unsearchable. His greatness is unsearchable. Do we know who we serve? Do we know who's on our side? Do we know who is for us? Do we know who is in our corner? Do we know who is sustaining us and keeping us and leading us and guiding us? Do we know? Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised, and his greatness is so vast and deep as to be unsearchable. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord, maker, the maker of heaven and earth. Do we know who is for us? Verse 4 says, one generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. opening up our mouths and telling of God's goodness, lauding him, sharing with all people, no matter who they are, his goodness, his mercy, his loving kindness, his love, his provision. One generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars and I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Verse 4, one generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. Verse 5 in Psalm 145, on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works will I meditate. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, O God, and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. I will meditate on those things. I will mull them over. I will remember them. I will keep them in the forefront of my mind, because if I do that, I'm looking unto you, Lord Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith, the one who sustains and has created all things for yourself. On the glorious splendor of your majesty. And on your wondrous works will I meditate. Men shall speak of the might of your tremendous and terrible acts, and I will declare your greatness. Praise is what we do. They shall pour forth like a fountain the fame of your great and abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your rightness and justice. Verse 8 says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy and loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works, the entirety of things created. We need to Selah. Pause and think of that. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your loving ones, the ones who love you, the ones who crave you, the ones who say, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every minute, every second, every hour, I need thee. The ones who chase after you, the ones who seek your face, the ones who lay on their face and lay prostrate before you, the ones who diligently and actively seek after you. Your loving ones shall bless you affectionately, and gratefully shall your saints confess, and praise you. This is what we do as the body of Christ. Praise is what we do. Worship is what we do. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, verse 11 says. Verse 12 says, to make known to the sons of men God's mighty deeds and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all those of his own who are falling, and raises up all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all wait for you, Lord Jesus, looking, watching, and expecting. Looking, watching, and expecting you, Lord. Looking, watching, and expecting you, Lord. And you give them their food in due season. We are looking, we are watching, we are expecting the Lord. We are looking, we are watching, and we are expecting him to move by his Spirit. We are looking, and we are watching, and we are expecting miracles. We are looking, and we are watching, and we are expecting the miraculous. We are expecting the hand of God. We are expecting his move. Verse 16 says, you open your hand and satisfy every living thing with favor. Verse 17, the Lord is rigidly righteous in all his ways, and gracious and merciful in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in sincerity, sincerely, and in truth. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him sincerely and in truth. He will fulfill the desires of those who reverently and worshipfully fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. That's another place to Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. Verse 20 of Psalm 145, the Lord preserves all those who love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Verse 21, my mouth shall speak praise of the Lord. And let all flesh, everything that has breath, everything that is flesh, that God himself created with his own hands, his workmanship, everything that he fashioned with his fingers. Let all flesh bless affectionately in fondness and tenderness. Let all flesh bless affectionately and gratefully praise his holy name forever and ever. Praise is what we do. Praise gets us through. Praise causes endurance to rise up in us. Songs of worship and praise keeps us focused on the Holy One, the only one, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above every name, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer, our Deliverer, the sweet rose of Sharon, the balm of Gilead, the living water, the bread of life, the good shepherd who leads us into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time and this moment and this opportunity. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the word of encouragement that you have given unto us on this day. For we know that you are our hope, O God. You are the hope of glory. And in you we hope. And in you we rest. And in you we praise and worship and glory and obtain and build up and stir up our joy. For you, Lord Jesus, are the center of our joy. Thank you, Lord, for being our first love. Our only love. The one who spends time with us. Who is tenderly fond of us. The one who makes his supply available to us. The one who is altogether lovely, you, Lord Jesus. The lover of our souls. The one who is rich in mercy, slow to anger, full of loving kindness, full of tender mercy. Your love, O God, there is nothing that can separate us from your love, Lord. Nothing. You said it in your word. We believe it. We know it. It doesn't matter what happens around us. For you work all things together for good. To those who love you and who are the called according to your purpose. So we lift up our heads. And we lift up our hands. And we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Blessed be the name of our Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, saying, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory for the great things that he has done. Truly, this has been a message that was for me. I do not know about anyone else, but I know it was for me. The Holy Spirit knows what we need when we need it. And he's always there, nudging, teaching, comforting, strengthening, interceding, advocating, and standing by. Amen. To God be all the glory. This is Minister Renee Ellis. I truly have enjoyed just being with my brothers and sisters on this day. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for your support and for tuning in these days when we get together and study the Word of God. Thank you so much. And let's study Psalm 145 in our private time and dissect those words and understand it and see what the Holy Spirit will tell each and every one of us individually regarding that psalm. Let him stir his joy up in us as the body of Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord continue to keep us. May the Lord make his beautiful face, loving face, to shine upon us. May the Lord continue to lift his countenance and turn his face toward us. May the Lord be gracious unto us. And may the Lord continue to give us his shalom, his wholeness, his peace, himself, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Praise God on this day. Amen. Until we meet again. God bless you. Good God day.